This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Valacyclovir. Valacyclovir as hydrochloride. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Valacyclovir. It does not contain all of the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have benefits and risks. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Valacyclovir against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with your medicine. You may need to read it again. What Valacyclovir is used for? Valacyclovir belongs to a group of medicines called antivirals. Valacyclovir is used for the treatment of shingles, herpes zoster, ophthalmic zoster, shingles affecting the eye region and cold sores, herpes labialis. Valacyclovir works by stopping the multiplication of the virus, which causes shingles and cold sores. It can reduce the length and severity of an outbreak of shingles or cold sores and the duration of pain associated with shingles and cold sores. It is important that treatment for shingles is started within the first 3 days of the shingles attack. For the treatment of cold sores, Valacyclovir should be taken at the earliest symptom of a cold sore, e.g. tingling, itching, or burning. Valacyclovir is more effective in patients 50 years of age and older. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. Before you take Valacyclovir, when you must not take it. Do not take Valacyclovir if you have an allergy to any medicine containing valacyclovir or acyclovir. Any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not take this medicine if you are pregnant or are trying to become pregnant. It may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Valacyclovir when pregnant or whilst breastfeeding. Do not give this medicine to children. There is not enough information to recommend the use of Valacyclovir in children. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should be taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions. You are anemic, reduced red blood cells, or iron levels. Care should be taken to ensure adequate fluid intake occurs in patients who are at risk of dehydration, such as the elderly. Previous skin reactions with Valacyclovir, which may include a rash, fever, facial swelling, or blistering/peeling skin. You have a kidney or liver condition. You are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the risk and benefit of taking Valacyclovir when pregnant. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Valacyclovir. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Tell your doctor if you are taking any of the following medicines. Medicines used to suppress the immune system following organ transplants such as mycophenolate mofetil, cyclosporin, tacrolimus. Medicines used to treat bacterial infections such as aminoglycosides. Medicines used in the treatment of some cancers such as organoplatinum compounds. Iodinated contrast media. Methotrexate. Medicines used to treat fungal infections such as pentamidine. Other medicines used to treat the virus which causes shingles and cold sores such as Foscarnet. These medicines may be affected by Valacyclovir or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Some of the medicines above are commonly taken by transplant patients and require close attention. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. How to take Valacyclovir. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? Shingles. If you have been prescribed Vaclavir 500 mg tablets, the normal dose to take is 2 tablets with water 3 times a day. If you have been prescribed Vaclavir 1000 mg tablets, the normal dose to take is 1 table with water 3 times a day. If you think you have been advised to take a different dose, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Cold sores. If you have been prescribed Vaclavir 500 mg tablets, the normal dose to take is 4 tablets with water twice a day, for one day only. The second dose should be taken about 12 hours, and no fewer than 6 hours after the first dose. If you have been prescribed Vaclavir 1000 mg tablets, the normal dose to take is 2 tablets with water twice a day, for one day only. The second dose should be taken about 12 hours, and no fewer than 6 hours after the first dose. How to take it? Swallow the tablets whole with a glass of water. You should drink plenty of fluids while taking Vaclavir, especially if you are elderly. When to take it? It does not matter if you take this medicine before or after food. Shingles. Take the tablets in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Cold sores. Take the tablets at the earliest sign of symptoms of a cold sore, e.g. tingling, itching, or burning. Treatment for cold sores should not exceed 1 day, 2 doses. Take the second dose at least 12 hours after the first dose. How long to take it? Shingles. The usual course of treatment is 7 days. Do not stop taking Vaclavir before the course of treatment is finished, just because you feel better. The shingles may not be completely over. Cold sores. The course of treatment should not exceed 1 day, 2 doses, and the doses should be taken at least 12 hours apart. If you forget to take it. Shingles. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Cold sores. Take the second dose as soon as possible once 12 hours has passed. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. If you miss more than one dose, or you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much, overdose, immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6, for advice, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital if you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Vaclavir. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If you are not sure what to do, contact your doctor or pharmacist while you are taking Vaclavir. Things you must do. Drink plenty of fluids while you are taking Vaclavir. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Vaclavir. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant, or are trying to become pregnant, or intend to breastfeed while you are taking Vaclavir. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Things you must not do. Do not take Vaclavir to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dose without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how this medicine affects you. Side effects. Check with your doctor as soon as possible if you have any problems while taking this medicine, even if you do not think the problems relate to the medicine or are not listed in this leaflet. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Vaclavir. This medicine helps most people with herpes zoster or herpes labialis virus, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. The most commonly reported side effects are headache, gastrointestinal discomfort, vomiting, nausea, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, indigestion. You should tell your doctor or pharmacist if they become severe or troublesome. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice any of the following and they worry you: dry mouth, fever, difficulty sleeping, chills, back pain, nervousness, skin rash which may be itchy, weakness. You should contact your doctor as soon as possible if you experience any of the following side effects, which are more common in patients with kidney disease or in those taking high doses of baclofen. Sensitivity to UV light, such as development of a rash-like sunburn even after short exposure to UV or sunlight. Dizziness, confusion, or imagining sights or sounds, hallucinations, difficulty in thinking. Drowsiness, decreased consciousness, tiredness, dizziness, or being short of breath when exercising. Signs of anemia, high blood pressure. If any of the following happen, tell your doctor immediately or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Damage to the kidney, which gets better when baclofen treatment is stopped. Unusual bruising or bleeding. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any bruising or bleeding, as it may indicate that the number of platelets, a type of blood cell responsible for blood clotting in your blood, are reduced. Skin reactions which may include a rash, fever, facial swelling, or blistering, or peeling skin. Damage to the liver, which gets better when baclofen treatment is stopped. Agitation or tremor. Uncoordinated muscle movements and speech or difficulty speaking. Psychotic episodes. Convulsions or seizures or coma. Brain injury. Symptoms of an allergic reaction including cough, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. The above list includes very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. These side effects are very rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. Some of these side effects, for example changes in kidney or liver function, can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. After taking baclofen, storage. Keep your tablets in the pack or bottle until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack or bottle, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store baclofen or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in a car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Product description. What it looks like. Baclofen tablets are white-colored, oval-shaped, biconvex film-coated tablet with break line on one side, and plain on the other side. Baclofen tablets are available in blister packs of 10, 30 and 42 tablets. Bottles of 30 tablets. Ingredients. Baclofen contains 500 mg of valacyclovir as the active ingredient. The tablets also contain microcrystalline cellulose, magnesium stearate, Opidri Complete Film Coating System White OY-58900, ARTGPI number 3446. Supplier. Baclofen is supplied by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris, Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000, www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in December 2023. Australian registration numbers. Baclofen 500 mg tablets. Ostar 153822. Blister pack. Ostar 153823. Bottle. Baclofen is a Viatris company trademark. vaclavi_cmi_hzv_hlv/deck23/00.